A new report from the Brookings Institution argues that more resources for training workers in science, technology, engineering, and math, also known as STEM, should be directed at non-degree education providers. As the Innovation Trail's Kate O'Connell reports, the report's authors argue that the current definition of the STEM economy ignores a strong potential workforce.
Roughly half of all STEM jobs can be filled by people with less than a four-year college degree, according to the report. Lead author Jonathan Rothwell says the problem is that's not where the funding goes.
Most of the training dollars are going to the university or higher level. I don't think there's going to be enough funding for community college level training and career and technical training of various kinds if we continue to use the current definition.
And he says there's a growing range of technical blue-collar jobs that require extensive STEM knowledge, like construction and advanced manufacturing. Rothwell says funding bodies like the National Science Foundation need to broaden their definition of the STEM field to encourage policymakers to direct more resources to community college and technical training programs.
I want to point out that there's a career path that does not necessarily have to go through a four-year college system with all the expenses that entails.
NSF's Joan Farini-Mundy says the report provides a good tool for identifying the growing fields in which STEM knowledge is required. However, she says the current definition is sufficient.
I feel pretty confident that our definition is broad enough that it's allowing for a dynamic and interesting set of proposals coming in going forward.
More than one in five American jobs requires a high level of knowledge in one or more of the STEM fields. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for the Innovation Trail.